Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every great story has a hero. But what do you think of when you think of a hero? Someone who's selfless, fearless, purely good? In the movies, heroes are often portrayed like that. And when you think about yourself, do you think of a hero? Probably not. Most people don't. They don't even consider themselves as an anti-hero. They don't save the day, or so they think. If there's anyone who knows about heroes, it's Carl Jung. He was one of the most significant figures in psychology, alongside other big names like Sigmund Freud and Alfred Adler. As one of the founders of psychoanalysis, Jung created his own branch of psychology, analytical psychology. This subsection of psychology delves deep into the human unconscious. But Jung's impact goes far beyond psychology. His ideas have influenced diverse fields such as anthropology, archaeology, literature, religious studies, and, of course, philosophy, all of which combined are referred to as Jungian philosophy. According to Jung, the human mind or psyche is made up of the conscious mind, which we're aware of, and the unconscious mind, which we're not aware of. Our unconscious mind is further divided into the personal unconscious, where things we've forgotten or repressed reside, and the collective unconscious, which holds shared memories and the ideas of humanity known as archetypes. Archetypes are universal, symbolic patterns and themes that recur across cultures and throughout history. One of the key archetypes is the hero, representing the individual's journey towards self-discovery and growth. Although absolutely related, this is not to be confused with the immensely popular hero's journey storytelling mechanic, where a protagonist goes on an adventure, overcomes an obstacle, grows from the experience, and goes home. This hero's journey often involves confronting and integrating the shadow, another important concept in Jungian philosophy. The shadow lives in the personal unconscious and is the part of the mind where we hide all the traits and desires we don't like or can't accept about ourselves, such as anger, jealousy, or fear. Although the shadow might seem scary or mysterious, understanding and accepting it is vital for personal growth. By facing these hidden parts of ourselves, we stop wasting energy on hiding them and instead use that energy positively. This process of integrating your shadow, your dark side, helps you become more whole and balanced, which is key to becoming the hero in your own life. Which is why in this video we'll be talking about what the hero archetype is and how embracing your darkness could be the key to becoming a hero. Number 1. Get to know the hero archetype. Carl Jung says, "For the hero, fear is a challenge and a task, because only boldness can deliver from fear." As we mentioned, the hero archetype is one of the Jungian archetypes. Archetypes are universal, recurring symbols that appear in cultures, families, and societies. They represent the natural tendencies in your mind that shape how you see the world and respond to it. Archetypes embody certain human experiences, such as traits, motivations, and drives that persist through time. They can be found in your thoughts, interactions, and feelings, and often manifest through literature, art, and dreams. Heroes are characterized by their willingness to go on quests, face daunting obstacles, and rise above challenges to achieve their goals and realize their potential. According to Jung, the hero archetype manifests in the desire for mastery, a strong will, courage, and competency. Engaging with the hero archetype can inspire personal development, inner strength, resilience, and the pursuit of a meaningful journey. Some people naturally embody the hero archetype more than others, meaning they're inclined to face their fears or have a stronger desire to improve themselves. However, regardless of your inherent tendencies, what truly matters is your choice to pursue the hero archetype. But how? By facing your fears. Bravery isn't the absence of fear. It's the decision to move forward despite it. The beauty of facing your fears lies in the personal growth that emerges from overcoming challenges. Each time you confront what scares you, you gain strength and resilience, allowing you to rise above circumstances that once seemed insurmountable. Whether it's public speaking, confronting a difficult relationship, or pursuing a long-held dream, each act of courage helps you develop a more profound sense of self. To embrace your inner hero, reflect on everything in life you've mastered. Think of all the struggles you've overcome, the fears you've faced, and lessons you've learned. Try and recall the times you wanted something so badly you did everything in your power to achieve it. You might find that, while these examples may seem few, they're more significant than you realize. An essential step in embracing your inner hero is to confront your inner darkness. Number 2. Get to know your darkness. According to Jung, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life, and you will call it fate. In today's culture, there's a strong emphasis on positivity, good vibes only. Many believe that by ignoring negative thoughts, they can achieve anything. But according to Jung, the exact opposite is true. Ignoring the negative aspects of life is akin to relinquishing your control. When you repress your shadow, you allow your negative traits and desires to fester. These so-called bad traits don't disappear. They remain within you, influencing your behavior even if you're unaware of them. Consider the sudden angry outbursts you've had, the moments of jealousy, or instances where you felt you lost control over your emotions. Your shadow operates in the background, shaping your decisions and relationships, while creating behavioral patterns you can't seem to break. As Jung said, ignoring the shadow will ensure it directs your life. It can lead you to believe you lack the power to change your circumstances. A hero, first and foremost, is someone who knows their shadow deeply. They not only acknowledge it, but accept it wholeheartedly and live openly with it. The hero recognizes that the ugliest parts of themselves, insecurities, anger, and fears, must be addressed, examined, and understood. This self-awareness holds the key to growth. But how does one achieve this key? The most effective approach to confronting your shadow is to ask yourself honest questions. Think of yourself as a fully rounded character. You have strengths and positive qualities, but any good character also has flaws and makes mistakes. Consider those moments when your shadow may have controlled your thoughts, behavior, and feelings. When was the last time you lashed out? What triggered that reaction? Is there an insecurity there? What traits do you wish to avoid, and when do you notice them appearing in you? Reflecting on these questions can provide valuable insights. Another way the shadow manifests is through projection. This occurs when you become annoyed with others for exhibiting negative traits that you too possess. Your reaction to such behavior is often unexpectedly dramatic, serving as a clue that something deeper is at play. Whenever you feel yourself judging others, take a moment to reflect on what you're truly judging and why. Does it hit closer to home than you thought it would? Questioning yourself and reflecting on your behavior can be facilitated through journaling, meditating, drawing, or engaging in activities that allow your mind to wander. Now, this process is anything but relaxing. It can be painful and frightening. But the answers you find, no matter how undesirable, are essential for your personal growth. They are what can transform you into a hero. Number 3. Face the darkness. To quote Jung, "I am what I choose to become." By facing the darkness within, we reclaim control over our lives. We stop being victims of our hidden impulses and start becoming the creators of our own destinies. We begin to embody the essence of a hero. Finding your shadow is a heavy, daunting process. It helps to remember that everybody has a shadow, and it does not make anyone a bad person. It makes them human, normal. It may even be the very thing that makes them a hero. However, to reach this understanding, you can't merely recognize your shadow. You must accept its presence and integrate it into your life. The first step in this journey is recognizing the beauty of your shadow. Without your bad traits, your good qualities wouldn't shine as brightly. Overcompensating or an excess of positivity can lead to imbalance. If you don't experience fear, your courage can turn into impulsivity. If you lack assertiveness, your generosity may become a weakness. If you never take time to rest, your hardworking attitude may negatively impact your health. To allow your positive traits to thrive, you must confront and accept your darkness. Literally tell it you accept it. Say, "I accept you," out loud if you have to, whatever you need to truly hear those words. Accepting the shadow is an act of bravery. You're acknowledging fear and moving forward despite it. Integrating the shadow brings wisdom and balance to your life, because your shadow is here to teach you. It shows you who you are and why you're that way. And that's wonderful. All shadow traits could potentially be positive if harnessed correctly. For a classic example, anger can signify a need for change or assertiveness in advocating for oneself. When channeled positively, it can motivate you to stand up against injustice. Similarly, laziness might stem from a need for rest and self-care. Understanding this can lead to healthier boundaries and improved productivity. Heroes distinguish between what's a genuinely harmful trait and what serves to help you thrive. Some fear, laziness, or even greed may stem from a need for self-preservation. Some happiness requires sadness to be meaningful. Embracing this duality is what makes you a hero, as it allows you to navigate the complexities of life with grace and understanding. Number 4. Face the light. In the words of Jung, knowing your own darkness is the best method for dealing with the darkness of other people. Heroes need villains. However, real life isn't as black and white as that. You aren't a hero battling evil people. You're a nuanced human being surrounded by other nuanced human beings. Jung's insight here is profound. If you don't understand your own darkness, you'll struggle to deal with the darkness in others. Consider how often you've judged someone for being too aggressive, too selfish, or too controlling, only to later realize that those qualities are present within you. When you make peace with your own shadow, something transformative occurs. You become more compassionate and less reactive. You recognize that the flaws and struggles you see in others are part of the human condition, just as they are in you. This shift creates a powerful transition from judgment to understanding and from isolation to empathy. In real life, villains aren't defeated by pushing them off a building. The villains in your life are best addressed through understanding, compromise, and coexistence. When you recognize your own flaws, you gain insight into the struggles of others. This knowledge fosters empathy, allowing you to approach them with understanding rather than animosity, even if they remain unaware of their own shadows. A hero, in Jung's view, is someone who comprehends their darkness. Through this understanding, they can connect with others on a deeper, more meaningful level. You can't get along with everyone. Some relationships may require distance. But you can move forward knowing that you've treated others not as one-dimensional villains, but as complex individuals worthy of understanding. Number 5. Be yourself. In our final quote from Jung for this video, he says, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." Any true hero is uniquely, unapologetically themselves. Jung believed that the privilege of a lifetime is not simply to live, but to live as the person you were meant to be. This means understanding and accepting all aspects of yourself, including those parts you'd rather hide, your dark side. It's about reclaiming the energy and potential locked within your shadow and using it to fuel your creativity, relationships, and personal growth. Someone who knows their shadow is someone who accepts themselves for who they truly are without expectations. When we embrace the full spectrum of who we are, both light and dark, we begin to tap into a deeper sense of purpose. We finally create room not only for goals, but for the means to achieve them. At the core of Jung's philosophy is the idea of individuation, the process of becoming your true self. This is the ultimate goal of this hero's journey, not to conform to society's expectations, nor to live out someone else's idea of success, but to become fully and authentically you. This process is challenging. It demands courage, painful self-reflection, and a willingness to confront the uncomfortable truths about yourself. But this is what sets heroes apart from the ordinary. A hero is someone who strives to be whole, even when it's difficult. When you become your true self, you're a hero. And you've already embarked on your first hero's journey, mastering your own self. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.